Hello. All right, hi guys. Looks like we got people filing in, but I'll start in a second here nonetheless. I say this. You know, I armed you guys once with the mic check thing, and just like checkbox, it's been run into the ground by relentless goonism.
So, Escher, Dynex was saying that he wanted to do the fireside, so I muted him so he has the chance to do, like, his fireside.
No. All right. All right, so we've had a really fruitful week as far as the war. We dropped a Fortisar, a siege Fortisar, in X-47. We asked you guys to form big in EU time zone, and holy hell, you guys did. It was, we were putting over, with B2, over like 2,000 people in system. After spending 5 days on Reddit mocking goons for standing down, they stood down. And then we anchored another one, and what did they do? They stood down again. So, that was like a really, really good form for you guys. It puts us very close to sieging this thing. Now we're just waiting on the right timer. So we'll make it very clear to you guys when we want you to show up. We have been flash forming or just forming regularly for some of the other Keepstar timers. And that's mostly just to keep them honest. One like the WLF keep, we got it down to about 60% before we decided to go home. And it's just a defender's advantage thing. I think a lot of you guys got to enjoy doing defender's advantage, I'm air quoting right now, during the last war, where you have to be there every time. There are a lot of advantages to being the defender. The downside is that you have to be there every time and you can't ever miss. We're letting them enjoy the fruits of that thing. I guess this is the fruit fireside. So I wanted to just thank you guys for showing up in great numbers and just be prepared. We will let you know, when we want you for, important Keepstar timers. And then if you are able to make it, please do. That's what we're going to ask of you. And it should be, if we get the right numbers, if we got the kind of numbers proportional to what we got for EU time zone, we will have a lot of success. All right. So some of you have been requesting move ops to move to the front, and we are doing a move op from 1DQ immediately after the fireside. So if you've been asking, hey, Asher, I'd like to bring my stuff up. I just came back, just rejoined, or I joined later. Now is your chance. I've been getting your PMs, and now's the chance to go ahead and move your ship up. If you want to move a ship up like you brought a dread, but you didn't bring a carrier up, you can also do that right after the fireside. Okay, so we have an update to the Flycatcher fleet. We are changing it. I'll give you guys a little bit of the behind the scenes with this one. It was pretty funny. PGL came to me and he said, hey, I think we should change the Flycatcher fit. He's like, did you work on it? I'm like, no, I didn't do anything with that fit. So I think he was worried about saying I don't like it until he found that out. But I was like, did we get these proposals all the time? I don't really want to have to like do all this. So he just came back the next day with like a 10-page PowerPoint presentation on why, what he thought the flaws were, what the changes were. And we all agreed, we all liked what he brought. So we're going to change. We made a couple little tiny, changes, but overall we just basically adopted what he proposed. So that was a pretty funny thing. And it was nice to see. If you hit me up with a 10-page PowerPoint, I'm definitely more likely to look at it and positively. Dynex, that doesn't mean I need a 10-page PowerPoint on PI. I already know that's coming. No, thank you. Pro God presentation. That's good. All right. Ranger, you have a couple things to talk about. The G-Saw buyback and you have a bunch of stuff. Ranger, is your mic on? All right, just go ahead and talk about all your important stuff.
Okay, so I just linked a whole bunch of threads in there. First thing, AlphaCorp stuff. We are using those quite a bit. Please do make sure your ESI is updated. All the stuff is in Geist. Everything's good. We're doing regular audits on those, and if your ESI laps, you kind of get auto purge. It's kind of a pain, so please do check those. If you don't have your alpha alt yet, you should do that. We're going around shooting people pretty much constantly. Second one, GSOL buy thread of all the GSOL things has changed the quantities and what they need. Subleb also changed what corp you're going to be sending them to. So please don't send them to DJs anymore. They're going to go to Logicorp. All the details are in the GSOL thread. And finally, ESS bounty. We're introducing a new kind of bounty thing. If you guys are in Delve and you're seeing one of our banks getting robbed and you want to go out there and shoot the baddies, 50% of the it's not the keys, right? It's the 50% of the bonds, right, that you get from them is now yours, and you send 50% to DJs. So that thread that I linked there is going to be updated with those when I get back from lunch. But that's our plan for those. So if you're seeing those things coming out and you want to go out and shoot whoever is doing that, then you keep 50%, we get 50% of the bonds that drop. And that's kind of the new quote-unquote bounty.
Yeah, so before we asked you to send all the bonds to the Alliance, obviously this has no effect on loot from like ships and stuff like modules. We don't care about that. We're just talking about bonds. So now, if you kill someone with bonds, please keep 50% of them and contract 50% back to the Alliance. If you take 50.01% log arm, I will let that slide, but don't ask for 50.02. That's too much.
All right, Asher, that's my pile. I'm good.
Okay, yeah. So if you have minerals or I think that's PI stuff that GSOL needs, please consider contracting to the Alliance. It's like quick, easy, cheap. You can get rid of your stuff very quickly, and it really helps. It really helps the Alliance out. So that's a good thing to do. All right. And then Alpha Corp defense, like Ranger talked about, very important. We've been getting, in some cases, more fights in our alphas than in on the main front, because our enemies have had a habit of not taking several fights. So having an alpha is something we've been pushing for months, and we've had pretty good compliance, but we would like to get everyone into an alpha, please. All right. And lastly, you guys got any questions? Go ahead. Tayran, that's a planning thing. Is Miami going to win tonight? I hope so, obviously. I don't see. I'll be watching. Oh, I went and saw the Dungeons & Dragons movie last night, guys. I've never played D&D, so I don't know anything about it. That movie is really good. If you're looking for a fun thing, like I took my sister, who is the opposite of a nerd, and she liked it. My LeShack is stuck in 5Z from an op. How do I get it out? How are you still in 5Z? That must have been a while ago. This is annoying. We need to get someone to jump a Titan to bridge you back, but there's a fort there, so it shouldn't be too hard. Once the X-47 keep is destroyed, what are the remaining war goals? So when we went up, we said we want to clear Declan, Fade, and Pureblind, and the X-47 keep star is the last major impediment. So there are still other things to do once that's destroyed, but that is the last major issue. There are some keeps in Venal that we could take down if we want to, but we are going to stick to our original goals. You know, once we've done that, that is what we went up there for. There will also be some other ancillary stuff to clear out, but that is, like I said, our major goal. Ross, I'm already starting to get tired of F1. It's Red Bull's too dominant. I'm looking forward to more IndyCar, where the racing is better. When will we start a Varga Doctrine? I would love to have a Varga Doctrine, but probably never. Well, I should never say never, but not right now. What's to stop Fat from retaking the space in the North after we leave? Great question. So a lot of the space they took was when B2 was a lot smaller. They weren't even B2 yet. And as you saw in EU time zone, B2 can be quite, form quite a large fleet or fleets. So it's a lot harder for them to come back and retake that space. And if they do, we are not far away. You know, we came up for some of those timers, and we're happy to come up again if we need to. So it's not like we're going to go home and just leave them to the wolves, but I think they can handle the wolves mostly by themselves. Thayer, I don't really understand your question. Sorry. If we have a Varga Doctrine, can we call it BD? Yes. Yeah, okay. Good call. Try to remember that if we ever have one. Mikhail's too expensive, unfortunately. Like to run them, but... Are we going to be able to shoot B2 after the war? Yeah, we anticipate doing a full reset. Any thoughts given to killing low sec keep stars in the north? That's a future plans thing. You want me to say the words VFK by Christmas? Is that like for some sort of video you're making? There you go, VFK by Christmas. You guys got a bingo? Okay. Very, very, very good. Seaback, I'm not your dancing monkey. I'm sorry. Am I still enjoying being space boss? I would not say this is the job that I enjoy so much as I think needs to be done. And I'm going to try and do it to the best of my ability. That's sort of my view on it. Is there a desired skill path for us, Focus, LeShacks, or Dreads? Knight, I would always say you should go for subcaps first. And if possible, have a capital alt. That's almost always better than having your one character do both. You can talk to a lot of people who have have been like, oh, I'm going to go on the, you know, with, I'm going to put my main in a dread, and I'll wait for the dreads to go, and then they don't, and they miss out on the whole fight because their main is in the dread instead of in the sub, and then having an alt in the dread. But we open up the Kirkland reserves for this war. I don't think this war needs the Kirkland reserves. I think we're doing just fine without them. Do you still play League? Yes, I do. I haven't really had a lot of time for this war. I think I'm plat 2 or plat 1. I want to hit diamond, but I don't really. I only have time for a couple games here and there. My wife has now made Director Bot my nickname due to all the notifications on my phone. Is this normal? I've got a funny reply to that, but I'm not going to say it on open comms. So I'll PM it to you. Asher, do you like anime? There is a tradition for anyone who takes over running Grinsmore Federation. There is a special hat we wear, and part of it is that hat makes you hate anime. So it is required by all law. Remy, I'm not 100% sure about your question, but basically we said for the Reserve Bank, if you kill someone and they are hacking, and they're robbing the bank, you're welcome to take half of the bonds, which is basically half of the money, and send the other half to the Alliance. Hey, Ranger, did I talk about the new SIG?
You did not.
Oh, and I should mention that. All right, guys, this is another thing we're going to do. We're making a new SIG. It's not going to have, like, a leadership structure. Basically, just anyone can join it. If you are a person who likes to do solo or small gang stuff, like, we have situations, like, say we see, like, an Orthrus or in our space, right? An Orthrus or a Saber are roaming around. Or someone's hacking an iHub in, like, a Tristan or just one ship. Well, it doesn't make sense to form a whole fleet for that, right? So, and people like to go and shoot those people, but they may not know. So we're going to make a SIG. It should be up day. We don't have any clever names for it yet, but basically what it's going to be is anyone can join it, and if you if you're in it, you'll get pings. Like if the FC team sees someone flying around, or the cohort team sees someone flying around in like a small gang or in solo ships, we'll ping the SIG, and you can coordinate with people in there. Like, hey, I'm going to go after this dude. So if you like to do home defense, if you like to run after people, you know, if you like to shoot hackers, all that stuff, it's just an organized way for us to do that. A lot of that gets done ad hoc now, and we just want to have it make it easier for people who want to get involved in shooting stuff to just go ahead and we'll ping this. And so I'm really excited about it because I like to do that, and we're going to open up the SIG today. Anyone can join it. There won't be any leadership. It'll just be a way you get pings for it. Any plans for faction warfare? Yes, we have plans for it after the war. After the war we will but not until then. How long is the war going to go on? I don't anticipate this to be terribly long. I mean, we're only like what, a month into it? Not even a month yet. Another month is a reasonable guess. But I don't have a time frame, and I wouldn't put one on it, like, but that's a reasonable guess. We don't have a SIG name yet, Tagger, because we're trying to come up with a clever one. So if you have any good ideas, go ahead. Terriel, my Trumps, I haven't had a lot of time, but I hit zone 110. I wish we would get pings every time there's someone camping 1DQ exits. Like, this is actually the kind of thing, Lucius, that we would ping to that. Like, if there's a gang on 1DQ and T5CI or whatever, we would just ping that and let people know. So if you want to get a notification to shoot them, or if you just want to know where people, where like the bad guys in our space are, we'll send out those kind of pings. When are we going to free up the more of the over-hoarding space that certain alliances keep? Even, or Raven, I'm not sure. It's a good question. There is, you know, there's a level of, like, how much effort do we want to ask out of you guys? Every time we ask you guys, like, hey, can you alarm clock for this, or can you be here for this? It's time that you're missing out on your lives and other stuff, and obviously we know it's a game, so we want to provide you with interesting things to do, but we don't want to over-ask. So I think when this war wraps up, we'll come home, we'll get fat again, and then we'll look for something else like that. And I think it needs to be done in a way that's responsible and fun for you guys. That's a big concern of mine, and respecting your guys' you know, life, work, game balance is important to me. You know, and if you don't have lives, Arrakis, this is giving you a chance to get one. Someone told me that I could trade 50 PAPS in for a firm handshake from you. Is that true? No, but I did used to, like, when I was younger, I would, like, teach people how to shake hands appropriately, because, like, so many people, especially back then, I don't think women were taught how to shake hands, and it would just, that was just, like, my thing was, like, can I show you how to do a good handshake? Because I think it's really important, and people are bad at it. So if you need any tips on a handshake, let me know. I got that covered. Meta show when? I guess when they invite me on. Sig headshot, that's pretty good. I like headshot. Memorial Vigil is going to be held on Jiris and MJ Tac 5 systems on the 2nd of April, 22 EU game time for Hateless. That's a great shout, Chad Moody. So that's tomorrow. If you guys want to burn over there in like you can do like a Sino, I don't know. You could do a small Sino ship and go over there. That's a good thing. It's a loss for the EU community. Sig police chase. I do like that. That's good. You can demand to be on the meta show, or it'll be removed from INN. So, Zungin, that's a good point. We don't control INN. I know the name might appear that we do, but they're unaffiliated with us. So, it's a separate group. We have no control over them. Faction warfare news. I think we already covered that. We're going to get into that after the war. All right. Looks like the questions are drying up. So, just really quickly, guys, we will let you know when we want you to be there. Thank you guys for showing up. You guys have been coming in great numbers and being very ready. I really do appreciate that. If you guys keep showing up in good numbers, we will punch through this and we'll finish this war, which I know a lot of you guys are saving up your Reddit post or your told you so's. So there and be ready for them. Thank you guys for coming. Have a lovely day.